Hello, I'm Mike Horace with the WCMU Morning News Roundup for Wednesday, February 3rd. The COVID-19 vaccination effort in Michigan is gaining steam. Michigan's chief medical executive, Dr. Jonae Caldoun, told a House of Representatives subcommittee yesterday that over the past few days, the state has administered an average of 50,000 inoculations. Caldoun says knowing how many shots the state is giving per week allows communities to plan.
Now I can tell my providers that they get a certain amount of vaccine and they can go ahead and schedule. So it's been incredibly helpful.
Caldoun says Michigan has surpassed 1 million doses given, with 90% of vaccines put in arms within a week of delivery. A group that wants high school contact sports in Michigan to restart immediately has filed a lawsuit against the state. Steve Carmody reports.
The State Health Department issued the order last month, putting basketball, wrestling, and other contact sports on hold until February 21st as part of the effort to slow the spread of COVID-19. But groups are suing to get that order lifted. Attorney Peter Rudell represents Let Me Play Michigan, the Michigan Amateur Youth Hockey League, and five families with high school student-athletes.
The goal of the lawsuit is to get student-athletes the opportunity to play as soon as possible.
A state health department spokeswoman says they do not comment on litigation and do not make decisions based on lawsuits, but on data and the ongoing advice of public health experts. I'm Steve Carmody.
With more doses on hand, officials in Detroit are trying to triple the number of coronavirus vaccines they are administering. But as Eli Newman reports, the city is lagging behind the suburbs in Metro Detroit.
More than 22,000 doses have been put into arms in Detroit, according to Michigan's COVID-19 vaccine dashboard. That's tens of thousands less than the rest of Wayne County and Oakland and Macomb counties. Mayor Mike Duggan says it's because hospitals in surrounding communities are leading the vaccine distribution and have access to patients and records.
In Detroit, our residents tend not to have a primary care doctor as often, tend not to be on the internet as often.
Duggan says the Detroit Health Department is conducting the bulk of the city's vaccinations. He says health officials received 15,000 Moderna doses this week, as eligibility expands to food service workers, janitors, and security guards. I'm Eli Newman.
A state Senate bill that has been introduced would ban the Confederate battle flag at the state capitol. State Senator Sylvia Santana is a Democrat from Detroit. Her bill would forbid the display of the flag in the building and on the Capitol grounds. This was after that flag was prominently displayed at protests in Lansing and during the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Santana says the flag is a form of hate speech.
You had black slaves who were lynched, and the Confederate flag was a symbol of that. How do we continue forward as a nation and change the tide in this country when we continue to use this as a way to oppress black people?
The bill has been assigned to the Senate Government Operations Committee, which is chaired by Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey. His spokesperson says Shirkey opposes limits on free speech, even when he disagrees with that speech. A new report is looking at the danger that speeding represents for teen drivers. It found between 2015 and 2019, teen drivers were involved in 43% of speed-related crashes, more than any other age group. Jim Graham is the global manager of the Ford Driving Skills for Life program. He says there are a lot that parents can do to help their teen drivers develop safe habits.
I think the key is, if you're a parent listening to this, you have to know that teens have been watching you for years and they continue to watch you. And if we're going to ask a teen not to speed, you got to make sure you don't speed. So set good examples as a parent. Understand what your graduated driver's licensing laws allow. But look for any type of additional experience you can get that's taught by a professional. That would be my advice.
This comes as traffic crashes have spiked during the COVID-19 pandemic. Graham says fewer people are on the roads, but more people are speeding. He says it could be a good time for not just teens, but for everyone to brush up on their driving skills. It'll be sunny statewide today, highs from 29 to 33, minus 2 Celsius in Ontario. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the mid to upper teens or minus 8. For Thursday, it'll be cloudy. Rain and snow developing during the afternoon, becoming all snow during the evening. Highs in the mid-30s or near 1. And then Thursday night, a winter storm impacts the region. The Lower Peninsula could see 3 to 5 inches of snow. North of the Mackinac Bridge, up to 7 inches possible. Lows will be in the mid to upper 20s or minus 2. And that is your morning news roundup from WCMU. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.